to have you along this morning. Joining us is South Dakota Secretary of State Jason Gant is here and in our studio this morning. I think this is the first time we've actually had you in the studio here, I think, Jason.
It is, and it's great to be here.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. You know, last week we visited with Annette Bosworth in regard to some petition signatures of hers, and there was, as you're well aware, a challenge to some of her signatures. And we wanted to invite you in to talk a little bit about that. Kind of walk us through what happened with some concerns that she was out of the country at the time that she swore off on a petitioner's oath that she actually was here and had witnessed signatures. Maybe let's start with the oath. Can you explain that petitioner's oath and what that means on these petition signatures?
Absolutely. My office has received thousands and thousands of petitions since the 1st of January, as is the case on every even-numbered year when there's an election coming up. And her particular petitions, the requirement was almost 2,000 signatures that were needed to be valid to be a candidate for the U.S. Senate. And with anyone, whether you're running for the legislature or anything, you have to declare yourself as a candidate on the very first part of the petition. Then you go out and you get people to sign your petition. And then at the end of it, you have to verify that you are the circulator. So if it was me, I would say, I'm Jason Gant. I circulated this petition. These people appeared in front of me. And then you'd have that notarized and signed. And then you're good to go.
Now, as you as you're talking about all of these petitions that you receive, and you do receive a lot of them, and you receive a lot of them at the last minute, too, don't you?
Yes. This year was much different than 2 years ago. It was amazing the number of petitions that we received either on the Monday before the deadline or that Tuesday of the deadline, and then even on Wednesday afterwards with the registered mail. It was amazing on how many we received right at the last second. But that's when the deadline is, and if candidates want to wait, I mean, there's nothing in law that says they can't. We definitely don't encourage that. We want people to submit them as soon as possible. But, yeah, so it was a lot of petitions.
So what's the regular process that when a petition comes in, how does your office handle it? What do you look at?
Well, we have very specific rules within state law, an administrative rule of what we can do. And the rules are different for candidates for office versus an initiated major, as an example. With an initiated major, we have to verify line by line on 5%, a 5% random sampling of the entire, you know, either 30,000 or 60,000 signature lines. And then we go through, make sure they're a registered voter and everything like that. On a candidate petition, it's completely different rules. We're not to check voter registration. We're not to check anything. The only thing state law says that the Secretary of State has to do is make sure the lines are completed. So that means you sign it, you print your name, your address, your city, the date of signing, and the county of registration. State law doesn't say check registration, doesn't say do a 5% random sample. If the petition lines are there and they're filled out, they're approved.
And my understanding is that is to favor candidates. That's by design to make it easier for people to be able to get on the ballot, correct?
Well, it's the state law that we've had for many, many years. The 5% random sampling is obviously different on the initiated measure portion. But yeah, for candidates, the Secretary of State doesn't have that responsibility, nor can the Secretary do that. Now, what is available is the 5-day challenge period. That's where any interested party can come in, take a copy of the petitions. They can go out and check voter registration. They can see if there's anything else on the petition that may be incorrect. And then they can send that affidavit to my office. And then the secretary has the responsibility to go through and verify what is true or not true on that affidavit.
Secretary of State Jason Gant is here. It's 13 minutes past 8, cloudy skies and 46 here at Kello. So, and that's exactly what happened then with these petitions that were submitted by Annette Bosworth. A challenge was made. What happened at that point?
Yes, once we received the challenge, we went through essentially line by line because that challenge consisted of almost every single signature line. And after we'd gone through the review, so many times petitions are filled out halfway. So, like, maybe you only had 10 signatures on a petition sheet where there's 20 lines.
Sure.
Well, sometimes people, when they're challenging and doing different things, they count all 20 lines. So obviously the 10 lines that are blank aren't going to be valid. You know, so we had those and then the voter registration. We, of course, have the most updated list of who's registered to vote and of course, of which party. And we went through and found a number that weren't registered Republicans or they were registered independents or Democrats and whatnot. And a number of lines that either weren't filled out correctly or there was some issue there. But even after going through that challenge, we determined that she still had over the 1,955 signature lines needed.
So why did then you wind up referring that that particular case to the Attorney General? Obviously, there were questions about whether she actually was in the country or not. Why did you refer that to the Attorney General? What is your authority in that matter?
Well, I saw it as there being two different issues there. My responsibility is the ballot. I have to go through what state law says on following election procedure, following how the petition process is to work. And I went through that, and I determined that the challenge was not valid. So Ms. Bosworth stayed on the ballot. In the affidavit, the petitioner questioned whether or not she was in the country during these dates. I don't have any authority to go out and conduct an investigation, or the Secretary of State has no law enforcement authority, nothing like that. So I sent that to the Attorney General for letting him to take a look at it and determine what may be necessary.
And then, and as it turned out, time was obviously a factor. There wasn't, by the time the court could hear the case, the ballots would have already had to have been printed, so it was a moot point.
There would have been time, I think, if right away after, because I think it was Saturday, April 5th, when I had my staff come into the office and we finished going through the challenge, that if you would have filed something in court on that Monday, which would have been the 7th of April, I think you might have had time that week to get it done. But when you don't start until the end of that week or the first part of the following week when ballots were due in the auditor's office on Wednesday, the 16th, yeah, if you wait even one day, it can mess up the
process. and that's what we saw, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Jason Gant, Secretary of State of South Dakota, is here. He'll stick around with us for a little bit. Hope you'll do the same. It's 7. Cloudy and 46. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belfridge Show. It's great having you here. And remember, you can listen online anytime, anywhere at Kello.com. Just click on the Listen Live button. Brought to you by our friends at Fisher Rounds and Associates. Secretary of State Jason Gant is here this morning. We've been talking a little bit about the challenge to the petitions of U.S. Senate candidate Annette Bosworth and the length of time there. Now, as we were discussing this, Jason, you were talking about that length of time can be fairly short for people who want to launch a challenge, especially, as you were saying, when a lot of candidates didn't turn in their petitions until that last day of the deadline.
Yes. Well, when petitions are turned in on that last day, it's going to, of course, take us either a few hours or at least until the next morning to get those petitions either approved or denied. And if there is a challenge after that, it's going to then take a little more time. The time can get tight there towards the end.
Well, how big is that window? And the reason being, you've got that deadline on one side, and then, as you mentioned, on the other side, you've got a deadline to which you've got to have ballots out to the county auditors, correct? And that's the issue?
That's correct, because we have to have, state law requires all ballots to be in each county auditor's office 2 days before absentee voting begins. So with that in there, it can be a short time. However, the process can be completed within that small time. I take Sioux Falls as an example. I believe it was on one day, and then the petitioners wanted to change the ballot because it had a 15 versus a 31 or something like that.
An incorrect date.
And I believe that court was able to hear that case within 24 hours or so. So it's definitely possible. I think making sure you have an attorney and you're going through the correct steps with the judicial system are very important when individuals try and go through the court process without an attorney. I think that's when they're going to start seeing those delays, and then that's where it, of course, starts eliminating the time that we have until that deadline of starting to print ballots.
So that window is about how big then?
Well, this year, as an example, March 25th, that Tuesday, was the deadline for petitions to be in the office. And the deadline to start, or the ballots need to be in the auditor's office, was April 16th. So there was a good, I suppose, 3 weeks or so right there in that time frame.
Secretary of State Jason Gann is here. It's 26 minutes past 8, cloudy and 46. Let's talk about early voting, because early voting just got underway in the state. How are things going?
It did. Absentee voting started on last Friday, April 18th, and we're very excited. It's been a busy place at a lot of courthouses across the state. Of course, we have anyone who is either registered to vote or maybe new to the state and you want to get involved in the process, you can today go down to the county courthouse, register to vote, request your absentee ballot, and cast your ballot. So there's a little bit of excitement out there to get the election process started. I know most people are a little shocked that voting has already started in South Dakota, but the election season is here, and we're definitely gung-ho for that and hoping we have a huge turnout.
Well, it's great to have you here. I really appreciate your time. Again, Secretary of State Jason Gant, appreciate it. It's good to have you here this morning.
You bet. Thank you.